The Liberal Party has descended into fresh chaos tonight. At least seven, possibly more, of Malcolm Turnbull's front benchers have now resigned their shadow portfolios. They were led by Tony Abbott and the Liberals' Senate leader, Nick Minchin. The cause, opposition to Malcolm Turnbull's deal with the government on an emissions trading scheme. But when Malcolm Turnbull held a news conference this evening, he wasn't backing off an inch.
Now, I think we all recognise that most Australians expect their political leaders and their political parties to take effective action on climate change. This is about the future of our planet and the future of our children and their children. It is one of the great challenges of our time. Now, I know there are many people, including many people who are supporters of my own party, who have doubts about the science and grave reservations about it. I understand that and I respect it. But as Margaret Thatcher said right back nearly 20 years ago in 1990, this is about risk management. Or as Rupert Murdoch said, we have to give the planet the benefit of the doubt. Matt Franklin smiles from The Australian. He's very pleased when I quote his boss. But the fact is, we have to take a prudent approach to this. Saying that we're not going to do anything about climate change is irresponsible. And no credible, responsible political party can have a no action on climate change policy. It's as simple as that. Now, the Liberal Party room meeting here, coalition party room, in fact, meeting here, and of course the shadow cabinet, asked Ian Macfarlane and I to negotiate a package with the government to take amendments approved by the party room to improve the government's emissions trading scheme. And we did that with the overwhelming authority, in fact, of the coalition party room. And it was a set of amendments that were designed to make the scheme more environmentally effective and to save tens of thousands of jobs. We achieved enormous concessions from the government. And indeed, when they were announced, many of you wrote it up as an enormous win for the coalition. Many of you were surprised that the government made such big concessions as they did. And those concessions, those improvements, will save tens of thousands of jobs and, in addition, make the scheme more environmentally effective. Then the shadow cabinet endorsed that deal, the party room endorsed that deal. Now, this has now become a question not simply of the environmental responsibility of the Liberal Party, but of its integrity. We agreed with the government on this deal. We must retain our credibility of taking action on climate change. We cannot be seen as a party of climate sceptics, of do-nothings on climate change. That is absolutely fatal. And we also must be seen as men and women of our word. We entered into a bargain. There was offer and there was acceptance. Now, I know, and I just repeat this, this is a difficult issue for many Liberals, many Australians, but I repeat, most people who doubt the science also know that it makes sense to take out insurance, to manage the risk, to give the planet the benefit of the doubt. Now, at the moment, as you know, some of my colleagues have found it necessary to resign from ministerial positions so they can cross the floor on the issue. That's their right. And I respect it. But I believe we must maintain this course of action. It's the responsible thing to do. It is the honourable thing to do. Australians expect their political leaders to act responsibly, to take action on climate change, to protect and safeguard the future of our planet, the future of our children. That is the challenge for us now, and I'm committed to it. We must be a party committed to action on climate change. Anything else is irresponsible. Any questions?
Will you commit yourself to the leadership of the party? Will you stand and do you intend to remain the leader of the Liberal Party?
Well, I am the leader of the Liberal Party, and I was confirmed as such a little more than 24 hours ago in this very room.
Are you prepared to face a ballot if it comes to that?
Sorry, well, just...
Are you prepared to face a new ballot if if these front benches who've resigned and gone onto the back bench choose to try to trigger one?
Right. Well, the fact is that people can move a spill motion. It's not often that people move a spill motion within a few days of one already being resolved, but if people wish to move a spill motion, it is a matter for them.
Do you think you have the numbers over Tony Abbott? We're leaving it there, but we won't leave the question there. That's Malcolm Turnbull.